Okay. So if you look at the BR, it's pretty obvious. Arsai took the L on that one. I wasn't involved in the start of it, but from what I gather, our allies thought there was an advantage, and they sort of went in and pushed their chips in. We'll see, in retrospect, what, if that was the right decision or not. Well, obviously it wasn't the right decision, but if from the information they had, it was the right decision. I want to, look at that and see what happened there. So I was out, I rushed home and, it was right before we were going to commit our dreads. And, the thought from me is that, if they're already in there, and they think that it's a winnable fight, we should push the chips in and help them. They're our allies after all. I'd rather die with our allies than live alone with our dread fleet. Dread fleets are replaceable. So it ended up being a pretty good win for PanFam there and Frat. I think they're going to be about 2-1 or something. I haven't looked at any BRs yet. I've just looked at the numbers that we've lost. I think we've lost about 130 to 140 dreads on our side. Do not worry about those. Those will all be easily SRP'd, easily replaced. That's not a concern. You can submit your SRP request. Please be patient. Let's wait wait a day or two. We're going to talk about, do we want to upgrade? Do we want to do things? Looking at the preliminaries, Navy dreads were awesome. Zernitras were awesome. Phoenixes were great. Zernitras were definitely the best by far. So we were right as far as, that was what we've been pushing, and it turned out they were correct. Overall, I'm happy with our performance given everything that it did. Basically, the way the fight played out, I think we could have won it if we didn't trade so poorly early on, but it was already sort of a bad fight by the time we were in the position where I think we could have stretched our goals out. So anyway, there was a couple thoughts going on. Basically, we don't want to leave our allies, and a lot of you guys have been asking for a dread fight. And it's sort of a chicken or egg problem. We want to take a dread fight, and if we don't take dread fights, then guys don't build dreads. So we've been asking for the 3,000 black dreadnoughts of Fat B, but I think now we're asking for 3,500 of them. So keep getting your dreads. We'll get USRP. That will take a couple of days. I want to talk with leadership. We're going to go over all the data. We're going to look at anything. Basically, that's essentially all I got. I'm glad a lot of you are saying you had fun. I'm glad a lot of you are saying it was a good time. Yeah, Tarar is mentioning that they had no tie-dye, and we had soul-crushing tie-dye in our stager. That definitely hurt us. It hurt us a lot, actually. But I'm not going to rely on that crutch. That's, you take the fight, and sometimes things go your way, and sometimes they don't. These dudes are sort of somewhat famous for, blaming the server for things that, we're not the server's fault. So I don't want to rely on that. That's just an unlucky break for us. If the tie-dye was better, would that fight have been closer? Yes, it would have been closer, but I still think they take the win. So I'm not going to say, hey, it's just 100% the tie-dye's fault. It did suck, though. Basically, what we are seeing is that we want to see lots of Navy dreads, lots of Zernitras, lots of Phoenix Navies. Those are what we want. Those really performed very well today. The Phoenix Navies performed great. The Zernitras performed amazing. Zernitras was definitely the top performer. If you want to go look at the damage, you will see who was top damage, and it is all Zernitras, then it's Phoenixes, and then everyone else. And it's not really close from what I understand. That's about it. Let me just make sure I just jotted down a few notes I wanted to talk about, but make sure it hits. Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you guys got questions, you can go ahead and ask them. And I will answer any questions. Will T2 dreads be used in these fights? No, they would have been worthless in that fight. They wouldn't have been any good. I've been saying T2 dreads are not good, and they wouldn't have been good there. PPC for Zernitra is getting expensive-ish. Yeah, they're all doing the same thing we are now. They all have sort of copied us for that, so they're going to go up. Comment on new 1DQ color. I don't care about colors of 1DQ. Someone won a raffle or something, and they got to do it. It'll change next month. Will SRP pods be handled by Affordable Care? I do not know the answer to that. Maybe someone who knows can pipe up. Can we get a move up in the near future? Yeah, on Saturday we're going to be doing a move up. Was there an actual objective there? Yes, there was fighting over the iHub. I don't know what led to it. Like I said, I was out. I was not home. I like ran home. I left a bunch of money in my car.
On the reimbursement question, yeah, pods into affordable care as well.
There you go.
I see a great question from Cassidor Asher.
I usually ignore him.
Whoa. It's worth it, I promise.
Would have died before it spooled the lance? What question? I'm looking. Someone else asked, if you lost the NAG, can we SRP into a better Dread Hall if we have the skills paying up for the difference? Yeah, that's the kind of thing we're going to be talking about as far as SRPing into Navy Dreads or what we want to do. We don't know exactly. We have a cache of hulls that we want to use, and we have a cache of ISK we'd like to give you. So I'm going to talk to our finance guys, to our FC team, and we're going to get the best decision that we can. So it'll take a couple of days while we hammer out what we want to do, but we will get everyone SRP'd pretty easily. You have your ship in there, just wait for a move up in Forteke. What'd you want to say, Apple?
I was trying to answer that question and tell people to wait, and we will ping move ups.
Yeah, and I know the tie-dye was brutal in the stager. Like, it was really bad, and it hindered so much of our operations. It was really, really, really painful and unfortunate, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles, man. That's just how it happens sometimes. They got lucky that they were not mapped to it, and we got very unlucky that we were mapped to it. There's no way for us to tell either. You can't. CCP won't tell you, which I think they should. They should show you where things are mapped, but they won't. Alzari, so you told them to bring a regular one just to get max ships? Yeah. If you're the FC dude, if you called for it, then we're going to SRP it. I mean, within reason, we're not SRPing a Titan you called for. But yeah, if you said, just have them put that FC said to bring regular ships.
You can blame me. I said it too.
That's fine. No problem at all. We're going to tell the SRP team to construe things generously. We were just trying to get things done. Did anyone else have any other question? Did they get the iHub? I don't know, Jason. It'd be nice if they didn't, and then we could be like, yeah, objective, we won.
It currently shows overtime.
Oh no! It looks like they'll probably get it then. All right,
but it might just be bugged.
It's at that point, it's more about just winning the dread fight. And like I said, it was an interesting engagement. I don't think I would have taken it. It's rough. You know, it's rough for me. I would obviously like to just be there all the time, but I can't be. But it's also, you don't want to second guess your dudes. So I'm not throwing any chairs. I'm not punching any walls. We'll be able to replace it. And that's really all there is to it. And a lot of guys wanted to get in dread fights. We got in a dread fight. I was actually overall happy with a lot of things that we did. And when I say we, I mean Imperium, that we did. We did stuff very well, in my opinion. There's stuff we can learn, though. We're gonna sit down tomorrow when emotions are a little lower, and we'll go over and we'll cover it. But congrats to those dudes. The bad guys, they put on a good performance today. This is sort of what we were expecting. We expected them to have more. They did have more. But it looked like, that they didn't at the start, which is what our guys kind of thought. You could throw Egyptian under the bus. Yeah, for those of you guys in the hurricane, if you're still here, please make sure you're doing your prep, dude. That's a serious thing. Are you suggesting Alliance leadership is not, in fact, your paid full-time 24/7 on-call job? Yeah, I rushed home for it. But no, it's rough. You can't be everywhere at once. I'm not in the past, Arctur. I never was, so it's not a concern for me. What just happened? We just had a big dread ball brawl. The good news is that these dudes are the Panfam dudes, like you're talking about. They're going to be really eager to just throw everything around, which will open up some opportunities for us. So that'll be something really nice. Yeah, luckily no tree fell in my house for this op. That would have been very unfortunate if this hurricane had done that. Anyway, all right. So basically, if you guys want the short bullet points, if you came here late, we took the fight. Our allies were feeling pretty good about it. I came in late. At that point, I think it was just better. I still do. It's better to go in with your allies and go down swinging. We could still have all the dreads that we brought and have them being alive and have all our allies be dead. But that would lead, engender bad feelings. So there's just always a cost that you're willing to pay to support your allies. I think that's something we're really good at. It ended up being a win for the other side. That's okay. We're going to SRP our stuff. The big important thing is we want you guys to get into Navy dreads. We want you guys into Zerns. We're really happy with that. We're actually happy with a lot of stuff. Even the short range dreads did a lot of the jobs we wanted them to. It just they were just heavily outnumbered. Or I wouldn't say heavily, they were outnumbered. So that should hopefully answer all your guys' questions. Go ahead and make sure you are restocking. We will get USRP in the coming few days. We're going to talk amongst leadership, figure out the best way to SRP things effectively. We might be trying to upgrade people. We don't know. We're going to figure it out. We have a stockpile of hulls, stockpile of cash. So we'll figure out what we want to do with it, and we'll get notice to you guys. You can go ahead and file for SRP in the Affordable Care app. Just give us a couple of days to figure out how to do it. All right? Thank you all for coming. I appreciate you all fighting. I hope you had fun. Have a good night.